Welcome back to the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show. I'm now being joined by Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller as we're getting ready for this matchup with Iowa Falls Alden here in week one. Coach, just tell me a little bit about this week of practice and the excitement knowing that it's a game week as opposed to the last few weeks and where you're just kind of getting things set for the season, you know?
Yeah, you can tell the kids and the coaches are pretty antsy, you know, excited for, you know, the first game. It's not a scrimmage. We had our scrimmage last week, but it's, you know, game week just hits a little different. So everyone's pretty excited. Practices have a little bit more of that energy to it, you know. This week has been pretty interesting, though. That Monday we started, you know, the heat advisory, so we had to kind of adjust practice plans. And it's interesting enough that we had to do the same thing when we played Iowa Falls last year. We had, but more heat days last year, so that was interesting to kind of prepare and prep around. But and then it's kind of that week of unknowns. Yeah, they scrimmage someone, but you really don't have tape or film on your week one opponent. So you're kind of going off based off of what your scout may have told you if you had one, or you're going based off of what you think you remembered from last year. So that adds another element to it. Kind of a fun process to game plan for the unknowns.
Mm-hmm. And then one more question before we get into Iowa Falls Alden here. You'd mentioned that scrimmage with Mason City and that you were looking forward to getting some things solidified. What were the biggest takeaways from that scrimmage here last week?
Yeah, we did a lot of good things. We were able to run the ball. We were able to be physical up front and kind of control the line of scrimmage both on defense and on offense. So that was very encouraging to see. The scrimmage went really well for us, but then when you turn on the tape, we you know, you found those little things that you got away with during the scrimmage that you really need to nail down in the following weeks of practice. So that was good for us to see as well. Defense, we flew around and we made some great plays, and offensively, I think we were able to score on most of our possessions. So it was a really encouraging scrimmage. And then, like I said, we were able to find those little things that we still need to tweak and get better at.
So Iowa Falls Alden has kind of a new look team this year. So what do you kind of know about them going into this one and some things they're gonna have to be prepared for?
Yeah, so we know that they like to spread the ball out. We know that they are looking to get a lot of wide receivers involved in the game. Their quarterback last year, I remember him from the JV level, and he's a pretty good quarterback, so he'll be able to throw it around. Defensively, we're thinking that they're going to be a multiple front team. They might go three, they might go four, but they'll have some overhang backers that are going to walk up and get some pressure in your face, so need to be able to adjust to those fronts and think on the fly. But yeah, and then I think it'll come down to which team can control the line of scrimmage like most games do. And I like our play style for that, and hopefully our kids are ready to own up to that challenge.
When it comes to your offensive game plan, what's that looking like for you guys? What are you hoping to establish here tomorrow night?
Yeah, definitely want to establish the run. I think that's the most important thing in most games. If we can, you know, stay ahead of the sticks, then we don't have to get in those those negative down situations where, you know, it's second and long or it's third and long, and you're kind of forcing your hand, and they know it. They can really dial up something and put some pressure on your quarterback or take away some run lanes. We definitely want to stay ahead of the sticks on offense and it's going to be running by committee. So we're going to have a lot of running backs carrying the ball for us. So that's kind of our offensive philosophy going into this game.
And then on the flip side, same question for the defensive game plan. What's that looking like?
Yeah, we definitely need to play sound football. We, again, want to control line of scrimmage, but we definitely need to be sound in our coverages behind that. If they're going to be looking to throw the ball a lot, we need to know who's got who when they come under, who's got who when they go out. So definitely just being sound in our game plan there. And Coach Keene has done a great job of preparing or getting the kids prepared for this offense. You know, it's kind of an air raid offense, so you never know where the ball is going to go, but you just know it's going to be going through the air. And then you got to be ready for that rushing attack. You know, if you can take something away from the offense, make them one-dimensional, it makes your defense or makes defense a little easier for your kids.
And you're playing a trophy game, the Battle for Bradford. What does this game mean to the program and this community?
You know, it's been a rivalry for as long as I can remember, and throwing that trophy on top of it gives a little added a measure for the kids. So it's a really cool thing that they started. I'm glad that they did. Like I said, it just adds a little more excitement and a little more thrill to the game. I know the trophies back in Owl Falls, waiting to see who wins the game tonight. So I know the kids are really hoping that we're they've prepared and done everything they can this week in practice to make sure that we're the ones hoisting it at the end of the game.
All right, last question for you today. When it comes down to it, what are your keys to victory here against IFA?
Keys to victory, control line of scrimmage. I think I've said that a lot during this interview, but definitely take care of the football. You know, a lot of times if you can have less turnovers than the other team, your percentages of winning go skyrocket. So definitely want to take care of the football, and then we just want to play fundamental football. You know, take care of the little things, do the little things right, and then if you can do that, at the end of the game, you'll find yourself in at least a position to have success.
All right, this is Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck here against IFA.
Thank you. Appreciate having me on.
All right, we'll have more of the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show next.